Hello, this is Susanna, and today we're going to practice a Svadhyaya meditation. And the word Svadhyaya is Sanskrit, and it means self-study. And at the heart of self-study is the practice of meditation itself. Anything that assists us in recognizing more about ourselves, becoming more deeply acquainted with our thoughts, our dreams, our habits, our tendencies, so that we feel more aligned with who we are. And when we want to make change, we can. And when we decide that no change is necessary, we can also be aware of that. So this meditation is important to sit up as you do it. If you absolutely can't, for whatever reason, you can try it lying down. But it'll help enormously if you can sit up either just in the middle of the room on a meditation cushion or block or against the wall. As you inhale, gently close your eyes. And begin to notice your breath. So by noticing your breath, I don't mean to change it. Don't shift what you're doing. Just begin by noticing what your breath feels like right now, at this moment, in your body. Is it light? Is it rapid? Is it deep? Is it slow? Notice where you feel your breath. Do you feel it more in your upper torso where your lungs are? Or do you feel it a little bit more in the belly? Do you feel it more in the front body or the back body? Just notice without criticism, without critique. Just observe what's happening inside of you right now through the breath, through the prana, through the energy. And now slowly begin to deepen the breath. And by deepen the breath, we often automatically deepen the front of the body, which is much more dominant. So our chest begins to puff up in front. Invite yourself to deepen the breath in a circumferential manner, meaning the entire rib cage gently lifting and gently settling down again. If you can imagine the shape of an umbrella, an open umbrella, just lifting a little bit and settling a little bit. That's the action of your diaphragm inside your body. And just notice what that feels like. And now begin to direct the breath along the inside of the spine. So what I mean by that is when we usually say the spine, we think the back of the body, but I want you to draw your attention into the inner spine, inside your body, the part of the spine that's facing your lungs, your heart, all the internal organs of your belly. And as you breathe up and down inside your spine, passing through organs, tissues, fluids, muscles, along the bones of the spine. Begin to recognize that this is your central energy channel, which we call the Sushumna, which is part of what we call the subtle body. Not an anatomical thing, but a quality, a location in your awareness within your body. And begin to extend this all the way down into your pelvis so that your entire torso, and actually from your shoulders all the way down to the base of your pelvis where you're sitting on the ground, where you connect to the ground beneath you, is a host to this energy, which is your energy, your prana, your life force, your breath. So begin to feel your breath as it moves up and down through the Sushumna like a river, moving through your body, pulsing, ebbing, flowing. Then once you have a sense of that sweetness, of that flow, of that pulsation within you, begin to, on the inhale, extend the breath from your torso out through your limbs, through your arms and your legs, all the way out to your fingers and your toes, all the way up through your neck, into the head, the skull, the surface of the face. So now with every breath, it's rushing down into your lungs, into the central channel, and expanding in every conceivable direction, so that each breath you take, your body is pulsing, filling with energy, filling with prana. Every exhale, you release, and it feels easeful because there's this gentleness, there's this soft strength of water within you. This is your energy. This is your prana. This is your life force. Embrace this as your own personal conversation with yourself. Notice how the breath feels as you do this. Notice how your limbs feel when they're energetically connected through the process of your breathing with the rest of your body. Notice how your skull and the surface of your face feel. The pads of your fingers, the tips of your toes. Notice if there are any areas in which it's easier to breathe into. And notice if there are any areas where it's more difficult to feel the breath. And notice that in an easeful, observant way. It's not good, it's not bad, it simply is, and that's fine. This is svadhyaya, this is self-study. It is what it is. As you move along the river and all the tributaries of your breath, what do you find? How does it feel to breathe and move and pulse? How does it feel to be a unique landscape of you? When you're ready, you can return to normal breathing. And slowly open your eyes.